your call?
Oh, yes. I was just calling to say I'm clocked out now, but I did not get clocked out. We got back later again last Friday, and it wouldn't let me clock out.
Okay, 1 minute.
I don't know why it does it then, but.
Yeah, not sure. Whoops, 1 second. So you're talking about, let me see, the visit from Saturday?
I didn't work Saturday. It was Friday. Wait, I'm sorry. I'm calling. No, wait. Okay, you're deluxe. I work for two agencies, Sarah. I am sorry. I am calling for my other agency.
No worries.
But so you sorry.
You didn't work on Saturday, though, no, right?
No, I did not work on Saturday. I had to do more hours with Garrett one day, so, you know, I didn't. I kind of divided them up between a few days there.
Right, I
think one day I did about 7 hours because he had like 2 appointments and some stuff, and we was just gone almost all day.
Right. I do see you did more hours. So the thing how it works is the hours are supposed to be lasting the whole month. So when, let me see if there is that 7 hour, 7 to 10. I don't see any 7 hour visit on my end, but.
Okay. Maybe.
I do see that you made up some hours. So I'm going to open up these visits now, but in the future, just letting you know how it works, because you didn't work on Saturday, so it's fine. But the visits lock. So let's say you're scheduled to do from 8 to 10:30, so that's 2.5 hours. Now it's going to let you do 2.5 hours and no more time unless I give you a call and see what happened, why you clocked in for extra time. This is so that the hours will last all month, because now I see.
Okay, Sarah, I lost you. I went down a little valley.
No problem.
You were just getting ready to tell me about it.
Okay, I'll explain again. The way the schedule works is that it sets to allow you to do 2.5 hours. That's what you're set to do. And then if you, let's say, clock in for more time, I see you did 2 hours, 45 minutes sometimes, or 3 hours and 15 minutes, then it locks and it doesn't automatically go through unless I open up the visit and, like, override it and let it go through. So in that case, I would want you to text me, let's say you did extra time. Can you please open up the visit? I'm making it up, but only if you're making it up for a different day, because now I see there's going to be one day in the month where your visit will be shorter because you clocked in extra time, a different time.
Yes. Yeah, but I'm trying to keep it track so I don't go over the 14 hours a week, though.
That's good. Great.
So, yeah, I go back and look at them and add up my time.
Perfect.
So I do not get confused. And I know last month I was wondering, why did I get more on my paycheck? But I had made up the hours for the month because she had called me like on the 1st of May that I wasn't able to start on the 4th or until the 4th or the 5th. But she told me I could do the 64 hours.
Right, that's true.
So, yeah, so I made those up at the end of the month. But, yes, I understand, and I will try to, I will do that, and I will try to stick to just what we need to do, you know.
Perfect. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.